Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
I constantly hear from people that they can't lose weight. The diets don't work. Nothing works. They're born fat. And this is just absolutely not true. And I wanted to be able to help everyone discover the best way for them to lose weight. And I discovered that the best way to do that was to build an app that personalizes your experience in order to get you in the best shape of your life. No matter what level you're starting at, no matter what your dietary restrictions, no matter what your physical limitations, no matter what your level of fitness, I can build a personalized program that will help you reach your goals once and for all. There's a reason that my app has over 4,000 five-star reviews and countless success stories from people who used the MyFitness app to achieve their goals. You already know I know what I'm doing, and that's why you're listening to this show. So you know what? Try it for free for 7 days. All you have to do is click the link in the show notes or just visit JillianMichaels.com.
Oh boy, here we go.
Yeah, welcome everybody. It's that time of year. What time of year is it, Cindy?
It is.
The one you sent 10 emails about.
I did, and it's almost Christmas, so
what time?
We do our Secret Santa.
What time is it, Cindy?
So I've been reminding everyone for weeks on end.
Yeah.
Secret
like
Santa,
like Sunday night at 9 p.m.?
No.
I did it originally a month ago, then I did a week ago.
True.
I even CC'd Jesus' assistant.
Yep, Kathleen.
Yep. Forwarded,
she's done.
And then
and guess what happened?
And then I reminded everybody so that if they had forgotten, they could get it over the weekend.
Yep.
And this morning I said, now don't forget to bring your Secret Santa presents. Mm-hmm. And G, what did you write back?
What happened, G?
I forgot.
He wrote, I forgot.
He said, go F yourself.
No,
he said, I forgot.
By the way, I just want you to know that.
Elephant balls, this guy.
This morning at 8:37 a.m., it says, don't forget to bring your Secret Santa gifts this morning. The last message was on November 14th. So you are right. I did fuck up and I did not bring it. And I am very, very sorry.
But
actually, the reason I didn't bring it was because the original gift that I did order actually was a total dud. And I'll tell you what I got you, and I can even show you, but I got you black pods, which are AirPods, but black. Matte black, but unfortunately they don't work well, and it took them 3 weeks to ship them to me from China. And when I got my pair to test, for the pair I was going to give you.
Well, there's Secret Santa. Anybody could have grabbed them.
Sure sounds
no,
as
you're
awful.
On your Secret Santa.
No, it doesn't
no,
work like that.
No, it doesn't work like that.
It also sounds an awful lot like my dog ate my homework.
Yeah, well, and yeah, I mean, you are a producer of the show. We've only been doing it for a decade. I think you know how the goddamn segment works. I even took the Lord's name in vain. That's how furious I am.
Well...
Well, why don't we pony up our presents?
Okay, here.
To my defense.
I'm putting them
on
the
desk. To my defense. Look at this email I sent on November 16th. Hi, I finally received both sets of black pods. Mm. I'd like to return them as they do not work properly.
Mm-hmm. These aren't apples, are they?
So how are we going to do this?
They're made at the same factory, but they don't work properly. So I'm going to be punished for not having my Secret
Santa. Oh, yeah, you are. You're about to watch all of the Happy Shorts treats. That
so
we share.
Jake just come in and take Jay's mic.
Come on in, Jake. Just come on in, little buddy.
This mic doesn't work.
Come here, Jake. Sit in this seat.
Sit on Santa's lap.
I mean, yeah. Yeah, I mean,
oh
I can't.
God, it's too hot to sit on Santa's lap.
Yeah.
Here, Jake, sit.
Yeah, Jake's got it now.
Thanks, man.
I mean, all right. So normally we would draw straws, but since there's only three presents and not four, which Fs the whole thing sideways. I mean, we really just don't have much of a choice.
I think you should pick first. And you don't have to open first, but you should pick first.
She's got two to choose
I want
from.
This one. So that's Jake's.
Good choice.
So then I get this one and Jake gets that one.
All right.
All right.
So mine is a red bag. Giancarlo's is a box of air souffle, a speck of dust. My bag says World Series of Poker. Okay. Poop.
What'd you get?
I got the Pooping Pooches calendar.
I think that's awesome. Appropriate.
Oh my God. Pooping Pooches. There's
very
a bulldog
nice.
And like Portuguese water dog. And I mean, there's a mutt on the cover, which is amazing. This is amazing.
Wow.
I mean, gee,
you
aren't
made
you
very
jealous?
Happy.
Thank
well
you.
Done,
thank you.
Yeah.
Shall I go next?
Please.
Go for it.
Don't open it too fast, Cindy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Might fall out.
Enough sound effects. Oh, dear.
Oh, boy.
Oh, nice.
It's the People of Cromwell adult coloring book.
Yeah.
This is awesome. And what are these, firecrackers?
Bottle rockets.
Bottle rockets.
Bottle rockets.
Launch one in here right now.
Bottle rockets. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, this is awesome.
And a contraband.
Oh, my God.
It's wait, fire I'm season.
I'm going to take a picture so that everybody.
Yeah.
He's
oh, my God.
To get out of the picture. Look at him. He's hiding. Oh, no.
We'll bleep the.
Oh my God,
yeah,
that's
block
great.
My face up.
We'll bleep the. Yeah,
oh, that's good.
Oh, look.
That's a good one. That
yeah.
is a really good one.
I know. There's
I
all
like
kinds
it.
Of neat stuff in there. I mean, there's a butt crack.
Yeah, so that's what she opened
yeah.
up to.
Yeah,
that's
crack.
Exactly what I.
Yeah,
hello.
Like there's all
yeah, it
kinds.
Opened, you notice it opened there automatically.
There's a woman with a child on a leash. I did that to my kids. There's a guy peeing into a crib. This lady is wearing a SpongeBob halter top. Yeah. And
I love that there's bottle rockets just randomly attached.
That's,
I mean,
the icing.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, this woman has, her, there's no.
She's what, peeing standing up?
What
is she doing?
She's at an ATM.
Oh.
And her pants have split down the center.
Very nice,
yeah.
Very nice.
This guy's a Johnny Cash lookalike. He's clothed. Well, yeah.
Is that an actual Cromwell thing, or is that like an Amazon thing?
Probably an Amazon
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, they can't be. Cromwell didn't put this
yeah,
out.
Yeah, you can.
We may need to bleep out the Cromwell part, but I thought.
Well, let's just keep saying it
the
more
retailer,
times.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It says, from the wildly popular website, blank, 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 adult coloring just got weirder. A lot weirder. Get ready for 37 single-sided, high-quality images of the most fun, hilarious, and outrageous people of blank. This is truly the most interesting adult coloring book on the planet. Have fun. Adult coloring will never be the same. There's a guy in a halter top with short shorts. Huh?
Okay, so I will make sure that
it's
I...
It's hard to find.
I
and then I got explosives.
Explosives, really. That was...
I think
definitely.
That's,
did,
I think that's
did you drive
like
to Indiana to get those?
Pineapple.
To be honest, you want the truth? My asshole brother left them in his room when he moved out.
I was going to say Greg.
Of course he did.
I was going to say those are Greg.
He did.
Yeah, but I paid for them.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. That's good.
Jake,
it's time.
Okay, I have a green box. It's about 9 inches by 9 inches.
Oh boy.
Okay, let's take a look. This is from Cindy, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a fist dildo.
Oh.
You know me so well.
I'm going to have to return it then because I already have one of those. We've got the original mouth guard challenge. Looks like a game.
Oh. Yes, have you not seen this?
The new extreme edition. It's a mouthful. Including 5 mouth guards, extremely strong and flexible, dishwasher safe. Thank God.
Mm. Have you not seen this?
I've not seen this. How does this play?
Where did you see some? Oh, no.
Okay.
You could have done better than this.
Yeah.
No. Okay, we might have to play it on the air then.
What?
We may have to play it on the air so that you can see. This is what they do. It has a mouth guard in it, right?
Okay.
So like, hold your mouth open like,
mm-hmm.
like
okay,
that.
Your mouth is open.
And then you have to say things.
Okay, try it, Jake.
Let me tell Jake
what to say?
There's rules in there, of course.
Yeah. All right, good, good. Put your mouth guard in. That time, it's Secret Santa time, and Cindy got Jake the mouth guard challenge.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, here we go.
They're good.
Okay.
I need to open the cards real quick.
Oh, for God's sake, Cindy.
There's so much plastic on here.
Wow, Jake's really good at this.
Well, I got to kill some
everything
time.
He said.
I got a pooping pooches calendar.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll take a random card out of here.
That's what I got. So you guys. All right. Yeah.
Say it backwards. Diker.
Diker?
Diker.
Diker.
Reshaid. Unicorn.
Unicorn is
good. Say it backwards. Let's see.
Maybe you want to read the instructions to the game.
London to Manchester. Wow. Alabama to San Francisco.
Are you really good?
I'm kind of gay, and I'm gay, so I feel like I can say that.
Minnesota to Mississippi. Venice Beach to Hollywood.
How come I'm understanding everything you're saying?
Yeah. Say toy boat 3 times.
Toy boat.
Oh, God, he can say everything.
Okay.
He just debunked the whole thing.
Great. Well, it's really funny when Ellen does it.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Cindy. You shit the bed worse than Giancarlo.
Nobody shits the bed worse than Giancarlo.
Let others fail.
Oh no! That's hysterical!
Okay, let's face it. No matter how hard you try, it's really hard to get all the essential nutrients you need daily. And that's why there's Ritual, the obsessively researched vitamin for women. Cindy is loving how easy it is to get everything from D3 to omega-3. All in a clean, absorbable form and in just 2 no nausea capsules that are easy on an empty stomach. Ritual even has an Apple Watch app that reminds her to actually take her vitamins. A Ritual subscription is just $1 a day to get all the essential nutrients your body needs delivered every month. It's as easy to start as it is to snooze. Better health doesn't happen overnight, and right now, Ritual is offering my listeners 10% off during your first 3 months at ritual.com/Jillian. Fill in the gaps in your diet with Essential for Women, a small step that helps support a healthy foundation for your body. Visit ritual.com/Jillian to start your ritual today. That's 10% off during your first 3 months at ritual.com/Jillian.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first 1 million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian.
Cindy, something cool. Amazing happened the other day.
What?
I did a workout. What do you think about that?
You mean like at work?
Yes. Yes. What do you think?
You went to work? I mean, like a office?
Well, I was at an office.
It wasn't your office.
Well, it was actually just a day of work, right? It wasn't my office. I know.
I just showed up in somebody's office and I started working out.
And I started, yeah. I was like, I had a bunch of days where I just was like, okay, so we were, I had to travel to Cincinnati to Kroger for Lucky Jack, which is our, you guys know this. This was our cold brew organic coffee company, right? And then I had to go to Minneapolis for Target. And you're in other people's, place of work. And because normally I'd be like, I just get a workout in at home. But I had this, I was like, you know what I'm going to do today, over the course of the day? Because I was like, oh, my God, I genuinely just am not fitting in a workout. And I do not feel like trying to figure this out in the hotel room. And it just was like, I'd rather be dead, right? I don't know why. I just didn't want to do it. So I set my goal and I was like, I'm going to do 100 lunges, 100 air squats, 100 push-ups. And I did. So for each set, okay. And then I did 250. So it was bicycle crunches. So 100 push-ups, 100 lunges, 100 squats. What was my cardio one? I think it was mountain climbers or something. And you know how I did it? I literally was like, okay, I just busted out 20 lunges. And I had a little thing on my phone. So I had them down in sets, right? It was like lunges, squats, push-ups, I don't remember the car, like a mountain climber and bicycle crunches. And I would be like, all right, I got time for 20. And I bang out 20 air squats, right? And then I'd make a little check. And I was like, okay, that's one. And I was like, all right, if I do 5 of these, right? And then the push-ups, I'd be like, I got time for 20.
This is great.
Drop down and do 20. Throughout the course of the day, I got it done. And it's not ideal. It's like, it's not, do I prefer that you get it all like a folk? Sure. But at the end of that day, I was like, holy shit, I did 100 squats, 100, they weren't weighted, they weren't perfection, but it was 100 air squats, 100 alternating lunges. And I did 50 bicycle crunches for each set that I would throw down. So I did 250 of those. And I did 50 mountain climbers. So I think it was the same, 250. And I thought people can do this. Even if you're at your desk and you're like, I'm going to do 20 dips off my chair.
Yeah.
I'm going to do 20 push-ups on my desk. I'm going to do 20 alternating lunges. Right now, I'm just going to stand up and do them. It sounds crazy, but you'd be amazed. You could get it in, Cinder Dogs.
I believe it.
Right now, Cindy, stand up.
If I stand up, that's about all that would happen in here. I'd be standing up because that's how much room we have.
Jake, you could have done 20 lunges while I was talking just now.
Standing.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Jake, you were saying you do push-ups at your breaks your poker breaks.
So when I'm playing poker, I'm sitting down a ton, and I'm playing online, but every 55 of the hour, we get a 5-minute break, so I do 25 push-ups every 55 minutes.
Exactly. Do 20-20-20-20, right?
Yeah.
20 push-ups, 20 squats, 20 lunges, 50 bicycle crunches.
I'm just trying to get my... I'm just going for the push-ups.
Asshole.
I'm
the expert here. Popeye.
I actually don't know how to do any of those other ones properly. I need to learn.
Jacob, you don't know how to do a lunge?
No, I do not, because every time I do it, I get told, put your butt out more. Your arms aren't right. You do this.
That's a squat.
Oh, sorry, squat. See, this shows how much I know.
All right.
We have some
work to do.
Handicapped when it comes to it working out.
Slightly embarrassed about this, but that's okay. Well, we're gonna work on that because I don't really know what to say.
He's all yours.
He has been, and still nothing good's come of it.
I'm in shape, and I'm mentally fit thanks to you.
We're gonna get a bigger studio, and then we're gonna practice.
All right. Okay, I'm hoping so. Great. Yeah. All right. Well, I could be done, or I could elaborate. I'm just so kind of thrown by Jake. I don't sort of, should I?
We'll always hear more.
Should I go? Should I?
Should you stay or should you go now?
I can go more.
Go more.
All right, totally separate subject.
All right.
So I did a vlog on YouTube, on my YouTube channel. Jillian Michaels. Did you know that's what it's called, apparently?
We were just talking. Loris is asking if you had a YouTube channel.
I just started it because it's really good there for search. Go. It's a search engine. So
Loris is always right.
Right?
She said she needs to get one if she doesn't have one.
I know. Yes. So I just answer questions on there and do little workout videos and things for people. But McSminder dogs.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. I did one on fasting. And oh my God, the things people say, it just fucking blows my mind. So I'm talking about fasting with regard to anti-aging, right? And I've done tons of pieces on this. Now, it's true that studies will show you most of the studies done on, quote, intermittent fasting, if we're looking at what the 8-16 formula, or for people eating 8 hours a day and not eating 16 hours a day. Now, if I could do that without becoming overly hungry by hour 13, I would. I cannot. So what ends up happening is I am overly hungry, right? And then I want to eat my arm off when I get to lunch. I'm grumpy. I'm irritable. I can't really function that well in the morning when I need to be functioning because my blood sugar is low. So they do this thing called, I don't know, there's clean fasting, dirty fasting. At this point, it's basically they take oils, like MCT oil, and they kind of like cheat the fast where you take, depends how much fat they're taking, a couple hundred calories, maybe 200, 300, I don't know. Fat's pretty caloric. It's like 120 calories for a tablespoon. So like maybe it's 250 calories of fat, 200 in your coffee or whatever. And the whole idea is like you're still kind of maintaining the fast because you're keeping your insulin levels low. Here's my response to that. I don't have an insulin sensitivity problem. You know why? Because I don't eat like shit. Don't. It's not a problem for me. So for me, when I'm looking at taking in an extra 200 calories a day over the course of a month, that's a lot of extra calories. For what?
Yeah.
To keep my insulin level down for another 2 hours? Like, I personally am weighing the pros and cons of that. And if I'm getting 12 to 13 hours of fast for anti-aging, autophagy, like for my body to do its housekeeping, like I'd love to get a couple more hours if the side effects of that weren't a lack in performance, me overeating later, feeling like shit. And I don't see why. And by the way, I still wouldn't feel good because my blood sugar would still be low because I'm a person that breaks down my food at a slower to more moderate pace, meaning things that break down more slowly into blood sugar or like keto or I would never even if I thought it was healthy, I wouldn't feel good on it because it takes so long for me to turn things into blood sugar to begin with. I'm slow to balanced oxidize. It's called oxidizing, how quickly you do that. Everybody does it at a different pace, right? So some people eat carbs and they feel like shit. Other people eat carbs and they feel great, no matter the quality. Like even if we're eating the same quality of carbs, right? Like whole grain quinoa bowl or whatever the hell. Some people are like, woo, I feel good. And others are like, ugh, I just feel like I don't have any energy. So anyway, point being, my argument to that is I don't see why I want to take in 1,500 extra calories a week, which is 2 pounds a month, to keep my insulin low for 2 more hours when I don't have an insulin resistance issue whatsoever.
And you'd probably still be hungry.
And I personally would still feel like shit. Yeah. So am I done here?
Your excuse.
Am I good? Yes. Okay, good. I'll move on.
Thank you.
Cooking's all about creating and sharing a delicious meal with family and friends. So cook something worth celebrating this holiday season with a little help from Blue Apron. It actually helps take the edge off this crazy busy season in a way I didn't expect by cooking more. I mean, think about it. Blue Apron has flexible menu options with an ever-changing mix of meat, fish, plant-forward, and vegetarian recipes. You get perfectly proportioned ingredients delivered right to your door, so there's nothing to think about or shop for. And one of my favorite things about Blue Apron is that I get to cook things I wouldn't usually attempt. I just made an incredible cumin Sichuan shrimp dish. It was so good that I'm going to make it again, and it was super easy. So bring back the magic of your kitchen and enjoy a home-cooked meal. Check out this week's menu and get $60 off when you visit blueapron.com/Jillian. That's blueapron.com/Jillian. Blue Apron, just cook.
Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science, science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's five-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours. And it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian. All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton. And I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's like forever in my life. If I can stick with something for longer than 30 days, it's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype. From the support they give to their amazing shape. And best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra. I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now, available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian, netsuite.com/Jillian.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app. Or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Well, here's something we haven't done in a little while here.
Cannot wait. Ready?
Surprise, surprise. It's email.
Ew.
First, I want to give an update from Jordan.
Oh.
Who was the coxwoman or coxman. I don't really know which. I mean, she's a woman. She's the coxman on a crew team. Anyway.
Oh, my God.
She wanted to update.
Killing me, Smalls. You're killing me.
Whoa. Had the coach who wanted the team to go vegan.
I remember.
So she pulled up some data, printed it out, showed him the negative effects of going vegan, and said that by forcing us to go vegan, he was pushing his beliefs on us.
Oh.
He was understanding and willing to listen.
Oh.
And as a group, they agreed that eating processed food or products from animals that were given hormones was not good.
Right.
The group agreed to eat organic and products from animals that were not given hormones.
Nice.
And he said, as long as we aren't eating junk and we stick to whatever plans we make, he's happy.
Cute.
Thank you so much for your help.
Yeah, look, man, like balance.
And communication, man.
Balance. You don't need a ton of meat. It's the extremes.
But they worked it out.
I'm kind of amazed.
We have a kind of.
I don't know why, because I'm a genius at giving advice.
I'm gonna warm you up with just a quickie.
Please do, for Barb. Cindy. Okay.
Barb wants to know your thoughts on fasted cardio. Are there any benefits to it?
This is another one that's been around. Tale as old as time. Okay, so fasted cardio is just doing your cardio on an empty stomach. I used to do this when I was 17. That's how long this one's been around. And a program called Cybergenics.
I remember that.
Yes.
Because it sounded like something from The Bionic Woman.
Yes. It was like a supplement line, but they recommended fasted cardio in the mornings. And in theory, right? In theory, these things all sound good in theory, like, oh, sweating detoxes the body, which is complete bullshit. Or like, oh, when we work out on an empty stomach, we burn more fat because you don't have any blood sugar. But that's not actually the way your body works. So I have explained it before, but fat cannot be converted into glucose. And so what can be converted into glucose is muscle. So we do need a certain amount of fuel. And you've got glucose and glycogen. So first of all, let's presume you don't have any glycogen, which is sugar stored in your muscles. Mm. Let's presume that you've gone through all of it, right? All available sugar in the blood, all available sugar in the muscles. You only have fat available for fuel. That's not what's going to happen. So the body can become catabolic, which basically means we can break down our own muscle for available fuel, which is kind of the fly in that ointment, which is what nobody realized or mentioned or talked about when they came up with that theory. In addition, it's a calorie game. It just is. So even if you go to the gym and you're burning available blood sugar, that's blood sugar that gets and glycogen, right? Those are sugars that don't get then converted to fat. And then later, when your body's looking for fuel, right, like it's still energy in, energy out. That if you don't use that sugar, it gets converted. It's, in addition, not only that, you go to the gym and you're weak because your blood sugar's low. So instead of being able to do some awesome workout, you're like on the friggin' elliptical and it's totally inefficient. You burn a couple hundred calories there instead of 500 calories, right? And your afterburn effect, which is called EPOC, like how elevated is your metabolism, trying to return your body to a pre-workout state, right, is decreased. So the harder the workout, the better your afterburn. So you're going to burn at least twice as many calories. And ultimately, calories that don't get burned, get stored as fat. Like it doesn't work. So all you're really doing is potentially you're having a shit workout when you could have a great one. So you're slowing down how quickly your body is becoming fit. You're cutting probably in half how many calories you're burning, not only in the workout, but the after effect that a more intense workout from being properly fueled would provide you. And you run the risk of breaking down muscle tissue. So, no.
No, no, no. Okay. We now have some pregnancy questions. And I think this one from Ricky. Ricky's 2 months postpartum. Been doing your Bounce Back Baby workout program for a month and a half. Doctor cleared it.
Cute.
I'm exclusively breastfeeding and keeping strict watch of my calories using the Logit app. Consume no more than 1,500 a day.
Okay.
But my weight hasn't budged in 2 weeks. I've started doing more cardio. What's going on? I'm so defeated right now.
Okay, tell me again. Sorry, one more time. How much does she want to lose?
So she was 13 pounds up from her pre-pregnancy weight.
Okay.
She hasn't budged in 2 weeks. She doesn't say how much she... I guess she wants to lose the 13.
Yeah, she's breastfeeding.
It's been 2 months breastfeeding.
Yeah, okay. So I want you to get... Take out at the library. I don't care what you need to do. My book, Yeah, Baby. Because breastfeeding is great when you have a large amount of weight to lose. It's not good. Well, it is good. It's great for you. It's great for baby. It's great for bonding. If you're enjoying it and everybody's happy. If it's making everybody... You know, the PC of this is like, if it's making everybody miserable, like, the baby will be fine. You know, the health benefits are there. Absolutely. Like, that's totally up to you. I'm talking about weight loss. So if you want to get that 13 pounds off, it's not going to happen when you're breastfeeding. And if it does, it will likely compromise your milk supply. So there's a whole breakdown in my book where you understand every single bit of the baby weight that you're putting on, right? From blood volume and fluid retention to stored fat for, wait for it, breastfeeding. So you're going to put on about 10 pounds. So you've got enough energy in arrears or like in storage, so to speak. And it is extremely difficult for you to take that off without compromising the milk supply. So while you're breastfeeding, allow yourself to be, you know, 10 pounds above your pre-pregnancy weight. It's okay. I just wrote a whole article about this, actually, for Business Insider. And I think I did a real good job of... I did a great job about this. And I'm trying to understand why women who are pregnant, it's like a miracle, right? And we like, oh, you're beautiful and you're glowing. It's so beautiful. And then the minute the woman has the baby, it's like, all right, get your shit together, clean yourself up, hide the mat, nothing to see here, apologize for, you know, like getting it, like, hurry up, let's go, chop, chop. It's like, what?
Yeah.
Like, what? It's so crazy. And I, like, that's where I'm like, give it a year.
Yeah.
I mean, not to mention all the hell that comes with being a new mom.
You're not sleeping.
Right? Yeah, I mean, no offense, but like, you're healing. And I mean, I write all about this, and it's like healing and recovering and how dare you? And it's like, well, you are. You're healing. Yeah. I mean, it is a really intense physical experience. You've built a human. You carried a human for 10 months. You had all kinds of physiological changes. And then one way or another, that bowling ball-sized human came out of your body. Give yourself a fucking minute. And you're not sleeping. And you're adjusting to parenthood. Or you're adjusting to having multiple kids, which is a challenge unto itself. I mean, it's like your hormones are all over the place. Like, give it a minute. So... okay, you're doing great, you know, and you've now got 13 pounds to lose. But while you're breastfeeding, that's not advantageous to come off. You're not unhealthy. There's nothing wrong with you. I get that you want to be back in a 4 or a 6 or a 2 or a 0, whatever the hell else you were. But while breastfeeding, the body is not going to want to do that. And that's just biology.
Well, that brings me to a general question we've gotten from several people about you weighing in on working out and milk supply.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So I actually had this, like read my, honest to God, like, I wonder if I could pull it up, that section in my book. So basically, in Yeah, Baby, right, we specifically talk about how anything less than 1,600 calories a week, losing anything more than 2 pounds a week. And then if you are only 10 to 15 pounds away, this is verbatim in the book, from your pre-baby weight, this should come off naturally as you continue to breastfeed and exercise over the next 3 months. And this is post, this is like, this is post-pregnancy, not 3 months over. Like, give it a minute. Give it a minute. I'm not talking about like right after having baby. This is like post that, right? So when you're allowed to start working out again, which is 3 months into that. So the reality is that anything, and even that is like, okay, let's say you gained a large amount of weight, then you could go maybe to 1,600. But if you can work out, working out's not the problem. It's losing too much weight. That's what's going to do it.
That's going to affect your milk supply.
Yeah. If you lose too much weight, if you eat too little, because your body wants fat stores of roughly 10 pounds, period. And it's okay. Like, no reason to, like, I don't get the pressure. I don't.
Yeah.
It really bums me out that, like, women feel that way. But, you know, I'm only one person. I certainly can't take it away. There's so many weird taboos about this shit. I like... Yeah. You're a bad mom if you don't breastfeed. Oh, you chose to breastfeed too long. Oh, it's just so. You gained too much weight. You didn't lose it. You didn't gain enough weight. What's wrong with you? You lost it too fast. You're an asshole. You don't care about your kid. You lost it too slow. You're a lazy slug. Like, what the fuck? Oh, God. Give it a minute, man. There is nothing in my life was harder. And conversely, more rewarding. And I didn't go through it. And I was crucified. Because I got to be honest, like, pregnancy's scary. It's scary. Yeah. Holy shit. Like, give yourself a break. I mean, like, if you've already done it, okay, fine. I didn't go through it. Heidi did it. And she's braver than me. Like, I don't want to scare anyone. But those 28 hours she was in labor, I was like, my God. How is she doing it? Aww. And the 10 months that there was the morning sickness and then there was the exhaustion and then there were like, oh my God.
The crying.
Holy shit. And then you got two new kids. Or, well, one if you're normal. Yeah, two. You know, I mean, and that was just like, whoa. She was like, had a little bit of postpartum. I was trying to figure out, you know, which way it was up and down. Like, it was one of the hardest times of my life and I didn't even have the kids. So give it a minute. And then it's the most awesome thing ever, but it's, you know, it's a hard time. Give it a minute.
Well, I feel this is an odd segue, but Janice said that she just noticed her package of cacao powder has a warning on it. I know. Hi. Now we're going to talk about cacao. But it does. It says may cause birth defects. Is this stuff toxic?
So
it's sort of related, but...
Okay, if I am remembering correctly, it is the caffeine in raw cacao. Now, they in the first trimester, I think there's like some very, very loose research. I'm trying to remember. I wrote this book so long ago that massive quantities of caffeine could potentially... cause a miscarriage. I mean, I gotta be honest with you. There are other people that talk about the benefits of cacao because it has B vitamins and copper and manganese and zinc and magnesium and all that stuff. Like, I would say talk to your doctor, but no, cacao is not a toxic substance. There are just certain things. Like an ashwagandha or a cacao or a coffee that maybe potentially pisses me off that these things are issues because we really should be looking at like, oh, you know, the red number 40 and the trans fats and the, you know, the mercury and the fish oil and all that. But yeah, it's like, not toxic. If you want to avoid it during pregnancy, because I think it is the caffeine content. But I would say talk to your pediatrician. Your OBGYN. Okay, guys, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you get it weekly. You don't even have to think about it on iTunes or Spotify or wherever else you're listening.